Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. A weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's narrative is based on Psalm 81. Sing aloud to God our strength. Shout for joy to the God of Jacob. Raise a song. Sound the tambourine, the sweet lyre with the harp. Blow the trumpet at the new moon, at the full moon on our feast day. For it is a statute for Israel, a rule of the God of Jacob. He made it a decree in Joseph when he went out over the land of Egypt. I hear a language I had not known. I relieved your shoulder of the burden, your hands were freed from the basket. In distress you called, and I delivered you. I answered you in the secret place of thunder. I tested you at the waters of Meribah. Hear, O my people, while I admonish you. O Israel, if you would but listen to me. There shall be no strange god among you. You shall not bow down to a foreign god. I am the Lord your God, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people did not listen to my voice. Israel would not submit to me, so I gave them over to their stubborn hearts to follow their own counsels. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. I would soon subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their foes. Those who hate the Lord would cringe toward him, and their fate would last forever. But he would feed you with the finest of the wheat, and with honey from the rock I would satisfy you. Over the last couple of weeks, in going about my normal routine life and activities, I've enjoyed various surroundings and situations that got me thinking about God, His blessings, and the importance of His word and will for our lives. So when I read this psalm, a few more thoughts came to me. Like the Israelites, sometimes we shout for joy to God, and sometimes we grumble or appeal to God for help, and sometimes we repent and bow down. Several weeks ago, my husband and I were at a professional golf tournament in sunny, warm California. We enjoyed watching the golfers warming up, hitting the ball, walking the course a determined pace from tee box to green, hole after hole, hoping to play well enough to win. We spectators were leisurely and quietly following the golfers around, respectful and appreciative of great golf shots. The climate at that event was comfortable, orderly, peaceful, and carefree. No worrisome thoughts penetrating the serene beauty of our surroundings. Then, several evenings later, we met up with some other friends at a little hole-in-the-wall joint known for rather colorful, raucous crowds, but also really great food, and the latter being the reason we all went. And for that, we were not disappointed. The place, though, was dark, noisy, and, I suppose, probably a little wild for people our age. The action was interesting. Bartenders busy mixing and serving cocktails, tables of people conversing loudly and not always kindly, live music with lyrics not always in line with Christian values, and kind of an atmosphere of anything goes. Then, about a week later, I accompanied a friend of mine to the county courthouse where they had some paperwork to take care of. The building was a large brick imposing structure, beautiful and intimidating at the same time. Security guards were at the entrances checking bags. The soaring ceilings and vast hallways seemed a bit cold and dimly lit. Uniformed police officers and formal-looking lawyers roamed the corridors, while civilians like us waited quietly in lines or in offices. Life in this instant seemed purposeful, serious, reverent, and slightly filled with fear and trepidation. Three different situations, three different kinds of patrons, three different feelings about each of the places we were at. But that's the world we live in, isn't it? Full of wonderful blessings from God, from the beauty of nature, to fun times spent with friends, to the mundane tasks of dealing with even government bureaucracies. And while most of our activities are enjoyable, we know that we live in a world filled with temptations, which lead us away from the focus on God and what He has done for us. Sometimes the things that we enjoy are good and pleasing to God. while at other times we probably should rethink our choices about hanging around certain places or people. The temptation is always there to spend more time, more energy, more money on the things of life that simply are here today and gone tomorrow. They may be fun and enjoyable, but they're not permanent joy givers. And sometimes in those instances, the blessings of God become idols in our lives. So rather than being drawn closer to God for what He has given to us, we start worshiping the things that we have instead of God. Gold and silver do not last, nor do houses, cars, computers, or even people. Only Christ and life with Him lasts forever, and that is our certain hope. In my experience, sometimes our unbelieving friends think that us Christians have everything figured out, that we always know exactly what we are doing, and we live a life perfectly obeying God's commandments and being loving and kind to everyone. But that's simply not true. The devil works very hard to tempt all of us away from trusting in God as our only Lord and Savior, enticing us with shiny, exciting thoughts, hopes, and baubles of the world to put our trust in those false idols for contentment instead of on God's promises of real joy, real hope, real and everlasting life with Him. Just like the Israelites, we find ourselves constantly caught in the loop of loving God, sinning against Him, repenting, and then sinning again. We enjoy and then take for granted God's gifts to us, worshiping the created world rather than our Creator. We get so wrapped up in our own lives sometimes that we soon discover we've pushed God far to the periphery of our lives and to make the things of the world more important in our time, our efforts, and our offerings. Sometimes we forget the words written in James chapter 1, verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights. It would be good for us to be always on our guard against the temptation to believe that our own counsels are superior to God's counsel. Our own counsel is likely to lead us to shift our focus onto temporary earthly things and off of Christ and the heavenly things. Friends, we have been baptized into Christ and now can live a life full of His love and His forgiveness. In this psalm, God encourages us to hold fast to and keep the first commandment, "You shall have no other gods before me," which means we should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. Through faith, we are strengthened to seek God and all His ways, to shout for joy to our God of Jacob, to raise a song and blow the trumpet. Let us not be like those who hate the Lord and cringe in His presence because of their unbelief. Rather, let us hear and rejoice in the words of the Apostle Paul in the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. We are not perfect, not one of us. We need God's continual love and forgiveness, and the good news is He gives it freely. God keeps His promises to the faithful, and when we open our mouths in prayer to Him, He feeds us with the finest of the wheat, and with honey from the rock He will satisfy us. Perhaps we think too often of God's wrath when what we need to remember is His steadfast love for us, His forgiveness of all of our sins, and our place in His eternal kingdom, seated with Christ in glory. We pray, dear Heavenly Father, we thank and praise You for all Your good and beneficial gifts to us. Forgive us when we misuse Your gifts by focusing on them and making them our false idols, rather than seeking Your word and thanking You, our perfect Lord and Creator. Be with us now and forever. Amen.
Take the song, we pray, and the time we pray.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.